The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? Squirrel sounds like a heck of a mascot name, which is my segue into the college football rankings. How about that? I'm on fire.
Are the squirrels on top? The Oregon squirrels?
Sadly, they are not. But if you had ducks in your apartment, you would be winning right now because they are number one. Ohio State at 2, Texas 3, Penn State 4, Indiana 5, BYU 6, Tennessee 7, Notre Dame 8, Miami at 9, Alabama at 10, Ole Miss at 11, and your dogs sitting at 12 after getting knocked off by Ole Miss over the weekend. A lot of shuffling around.
Yeah, and there'll be a lot of conversation probably throughout the next couple of days until more things pan out about 10 through 11. I think that's – I mean, I'm not – look, I don't have a lot of confidence in Alabama. I'm a Bama guy. They've played so up and down this year. But I think Georgia's played the same way. I think Ole Miss has played the same way. So I think that each of these programs probably have holes in their resume that you wish you didn't have. And there will be a lot of conversation about their schedule, how hard, how how easy, whatever else it is. The bottom line is if you're Georgia, you got to go deal with business against Tennessee this weekend. If you're Ole Miss, you got a couple of games left, too, on the schedule. And Bama will be headed to Oklahoma next weekend. So there's just a lot left to be played out in terms of that. But I think it is kind of a good talking point, good jumping off point to talk about where those guys are now, because I know there's been a lot of back and forth in terms of where some of these SEC teams land.
Yeah. I know that I saw some Georgia people that follow the team and as far as in the media and stuff and do stuff around them, and they were very upset that – well, not very, but they were kind of taken back that Georgia was all the way at 12. And, you know, if you ask the committee, they talked about offensive consistency. They talked about turnovers. They did talk about the Georgia defense. But I'm okay with it. I don't like the fact that Miami is above Alabama, Ole Miss, or Georgia.
That was going to be my question. If you're not happy specifically with Georgia being at 12.
That's the one that probably bugs me the most. Look, you can go through here. Florida has the toughest schedule in college football history this year. Georgia is right there with them to me. And I think Georgia's schedule is not as tough, but it's still extremely tough. And so the two losses, but the problem is when Georgia has played bad to so-so teams, they haven't looked like the Georgia of the past. And I said it in a crossover, stop telling me how good you are with who you've lost to and how you've lost. And that's been the kind of thing that every time Georgia has lost and has either missed or been close to missing out on the playoff, that's been the argument. I think that Georgia is a good team, but they are not the team they've been in the past. They haven't been dominant, really, at all. The most dominant they looked was against Texas. And I don't even know what to make of that game now because you went to Ole Miss and you just laid an egg. You can't run block. You can't pass protect. You're turning the football. You're playing un-Kirby Smart coach team-like.
Yeah, I agree. And really, I think if you're a Georgia fan and you're trying to make the argument that you jump up to 10, I think that's kind of a hard argument to make because 10 and 11, you lost to both of them. Now, you could say it's on the road, or you could say that all three of the teams should be higher than that. My question will be, looking at this, if Georgia does pull off a victory against Tennessee, how far up can that victory carry them after this weekend? Right? Does Georgia jump in Alabama or an Ole Miss? Because Alabama's got the Mercer Bears this weekend.
How can you jump two teams that beat you?
I don't. That's my point. That's I mean, you got to look at the losses though.
Couldn't you just drop Tennessee to 12 and move all of the other teams up one spot and say
you could?
That's a safeguard.
But now you're dealing with Tennessee being behind Alabama,
which
in the same
sense situation. Yeah.
So it's kind of a round robin when you look at those. That'll be the curiosity for a lot of people.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.